Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Have you ever wished you had the power to get everything you wanted in life? Do you know that the secret to it is within you? Surprising, isn't it? Do listen to this podcast by India's leading life coach, Pooja Punit, to find out your special secret that can make your life better.
Hey listeners, so happy to have you here. So nice of you to tune in. Let's get started. Today, we're going to cover the 5 stages of becoming a magnetic manifester. Now, how do you do that? I think very important is to understand first where you are at. So normally, I always say there are 2 kinds of people, and these would be the first 2 stages. Some of us are stuck in victimhood, which means there are other people that we are blaming or complaining about. There is someone in your life. If only they change, can you have a better life? And so we're very busy thinking that something from our outer world needs to change for us to be happy again. And that's what I call victim energy. This is the one where people feel very, very stuck. You will see them often being sad, depressed, upset. All of that lives in this energy. Another category or stage is what I call resigned. These are people who've accepted their destiny for what it is. They have no idea that they have any power to manifest. They've started to believe that, you know, maybe this is what was destined for them. This is what was supposed to be their life. You know, what can they do? And so while these two are similar, they're not the same. And I think the more you can understand whether you're living a resigned life, which also sometimes can just mean you've become too comfortable, you know, where you've become slightly lazy, you've become indisciplined, you've become, you know, you've kind of like, you know, you have more potential, you know, there's so much more you can do in your life, but somehow it's just not happening. So you've kind of accepted that. So I feel like when you are in one of these two, the one thing you're not doing is really owning your power, really using, you know, man was designed to design his life. And here we are totally thinking that something from outside needs to change for us to change. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. So I want to move you into stage 3. I hope you've recognized whether you're in stage 1 or you're in stage 2. And let's move into stage 3. Stage 3 is the awakened soul. This is the soul that has started to ask better questions, better quality questions, like, why am I here? What's my purpose? What's the mission? What is it I truly desire? What is it that I want? How do I want to show up in this world? And suddenly there is this need or want to really start to become a better version of yourself. There's a certain amount of desiring and wanting of, you know what, I want to play this game better. And then we start to move into what we call all the different steps of manifestation, which is more like taking responsibility of your life, getting completely clear, asking people for what it is you need, believing in that it's going to come, taking action, whether inspired or obvious, you know, starting to create space to be able to receive, moving into that surrender and faith that is required for manifestation to happen. So all of this happens at the awakening stage, where you are now like, you know how in the beginning when we drive a car, we are super aware of the clutch, the brake, the accelerator, the gears. If anybody talks in the car, you're like, quiet, quiet, I need to concentrate, I need to get this right. You know, all these learner L board people. So that's pretty much where you are at. You're learning how to manifest. You're still experimenting. You're trying to see. I remember there was a stage in my life where I was like, really? You can attract anything you want. If that was true, wouldn't all of us be driving Ferraris and owning diamonds? So I said, okay, let me give it a shot. I had just seen the movie, The Secret. I went to a jeweler down the road and I chose this beautiful, massive diamond ring for myself. And I said, if in the next 1 year I'm wearing this ring, then truly this stuff works. Even though I gave myself a year, a month later, my grandfather, who had passed away almost 8 years before that, had left some property to our names, 8 grandchildren, which went into litigation, and I received that exact amount of money that was due for the ring. And suddenly, in less than a month, forget a year, I was wearing this ring. And I said, what if this was a coincidence? Let me try it again. And I started to use whatever was said to me, basically ask, believe, receive. And I started to use that again and again. And I realized, oh my God, there is something happening here. So for all you listeners, I want you to know one thing. Don't believe everything I say. Go try everything I say. And then believe it only when you see results in your life. And I think that's a very important aspect of manifestation, because till the time you don't grow your belief in it, it won't work for you at that level. And once you're an awakened soul and you're manifesting regularly and you're starting to track the fact that, yes, there is some magic that's happening here, you'll move into what I call the enlightened stage. This is stage number 4. This is where things will start to move into autopilot. This is where the driver of the car can even be listening to music, also be handling her children in the backseat, also be speaking to her friend who's sitting right next to her. There's so much you can do because now you have cell memory, you know, everything's gone into the system. So you know how to speak to yourself. You know how to speak in affirmations. You know the language that works for manifestation, the vocabulary. You know the kind of elevated emotions you need to keep for that. And so this whole enlightenment process is when you turn channel and you start to go, you know what, instead of me writing out a list of everything that I want to go with the flow of life. Let God use me for whatever it is that He wants me to have. And there's a lot more. You remove all the deadlines in manifesting stage or the awakened stage. You put deadlines. I want this by that point, right? Here, you start to remove the deadlines because you say, you know what? If I get it my way, great. If I get it God's way, even better. And there's a certain amount of surrender that walks in, a faith that walks in. You start to feel like whatever you could design your life as, God can do a better job of that. And you'll start to see so many serendipities happening, coincidences happening, or, you know, synchronizations of life and miracles starting to work or happen. And you won't be able to make sense of it because you'll be like, how is all these amazing things happening to me? The one thing that enlightened people say a lot is, oh my God, I've become really lucky. Well, the truth is, it's not just luck. It is that you're operating at a vibe, at a frequency that truly matches the universe. So anything that you think, you become what we call the magnetic manifester. And the last stage, stage 5, is called oneness with God, where He's not working through you, He's working as you. This is a stage where you don't actually intentionally can go. When you reach stage 4 and long enough you live in stage 4, and most people will just maybe go till stage 4, there may come a time where people like Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, or, you know, the greats of the world were able to then become so big that not only their generation will remember them, generations to come will remember them. That's called oneness, where your impact in the world will become so massive that you not only manifest for yourself and the people around you, you have manifested for, you know, you have changed the destiny of maybe your great-grandchildren. So that's a very, very special place to belong to. So having said that, let's quickly revise it. Victim, that's where we normally start, as a victim or as a resigned person who's totally given up. Who's just started to say, you know, if it's not going to come true, how does it matter? Moving these two stages into awakening, this is where you first start to wish and desire for a better life. Moving from awakened to enlightenment, this is where you start to feel like, you know what? Now that I understand this process, I want to play with it even more by really seeing what it is that God really wants me to do in life. And so your mission becomes greater than you. At the awakening level, you're more working for yourself. At the enlightened level, you're more working for the impact that it's creating in the world because you're quite satisfied. You've been able to give yourself everything you wanted. And of course, the oneness, which is the last stage, which of course on its own is also very beautiful, but it's not somewhere where we purposely go. It's somewhere where you get chosen by God. So I feel like all of these 5 stages is something we should look at, aspire to be in the top 3, start to work with the awakening level if you are there. Figure out what are the things you need to do at the awakening level so that you can practice. Because can I tell you, like anything else, if you want to truly become a magnetic manifester, one of the most beautiful things to do is to explore, learn, practice. I'm going to give you this formula, ELP. Explore, see, watch videos, watch podcasts. You can read books on law of attraction and start to master the game. So explore, learn and practice. A time will come. Some of us, we just explore, we realize it's not working for us because we tried something and it didn't work and we give up. That's where I don't want you to be. So make sure that you're doing the ELP, and I will see you in the next podcast very soon. Thank you. Ciao. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you realize the existing manifester is in you. Do share this with your friends, family, and anyone whom you think is in the process of creating something bigger. Pooja Puneeth will be live in the upcoming Women Growth Summit along with 5 other world-class trainers. Log in to www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Women Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more. And always keep inspiring.